Miami University doesn't talk much about the 1996 decision to drop its race-based mascot. However, with nicknames such as Washington, D.C.'s NFL team back in the news, the university and the Miami Tribe say this is a good time to talk about what they see as the benefits of changing the old mascot. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner, and I spoke with Kara Strauss, Director of Tribe Relations for the Miamia Center at Miami University.
Because Washington made this change, and I think much of that change came out of just where we are in a nation today, that lots of people are asking questions about should everyone make these changes, and what can happen if you do make the change. And because Miami University made this change over 20 years ago, we have a unique perspective to bring to the table of what can happen in that amount of time. And for us, that has flourished into a meaningful relationship between the Miami Tribe of Oklahoma and Miami University.
When the Miami Tribe of Oklahoma officially requested Miami University stop using its race-based nickname, the Board of Trustees voted it out at the very next meeting. Strauss says that was important.
The tribe viewed the fact that the university changed and changed so quickly as a recognition of the sovereignty of the Miami Tribe. And also that they felt that they were honoring and respecting the relationship that had been built up to that point.
Two major successes of this mutually beneficial partnership are the Miamia Heritage Award Program and the Miamia Center. Work began in 2000 on a language revitalization project to preserve and reinvigorate the Miamia language. That one-person assignment turned into the Miamia Project and then the full-fledged Miamia Center in 2013. The center's mission is to conduct in-depth research and expose students to tribal efforts in language and cultural revitalization. Director and university professor Daryl Baldwin was named a 2016 MacArthur Fellow, earning a MacArthur Genius Grant for the work he leads to reestablish and teach the Miamia language. Strauss says the amount of work that's come from the Miamia Center is impressive.
And it, I think, has impacted Miami University in such a positive way that their students are able to learn about the tribe, to learn about the relationship that the tribe has with Miami University. But it also has had a huge impact on our tribal nation, the Miami Tribe. You know, all of this is happening at the same time that the tribe is really starting to awaken its language and cultural programming.
Since 1991, more than 150 tribal students have earned Heritage Award scholarships, with many, Strauss says, finding ways to use their education to give back to the tribal community. The program has a nearly 90% graduation rate, with 30 students enrolled this fall. Miami University also sees the many benefits of the partnership. In a statement, President Greg Crawford tells WVXU the university is grateful to have a strong relationship with the Miami Tribe and believes the Miamia Center is a model for the nation. He points to successes such as the recent addition of curriculum about the tribe's culture and history that's being added to the Ohio as America fourth grade online textbook from the Ohio History Connection. While the decision to drop the race-based mascot occurred in 1996, the discussion began in the early 1970s. But Strauss says once the change was made, progress was fast and fruitful. She says there are few, if any, partnerships like the one between the two Miamis, and she heralds the university's agreement in 2008 that all intellectual property created by the Miamia Center shall belong to the Miami Nation. In 2022, the two Miamis will mark 50 years of Napuan Dingi, the Miamia word meaning learning from each other. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.